Richmond Valley All-Conference baseball teams have been announced this year, and the first-team All-Conference led by the Ithaca Bulldogs, who went 13-1 to win the conference title outright. The All-Conference first-teamers include junior Caden Keller and senior Houston Boland and Cody Burns. From DeSoto, they were the runner-up this year. Finn Roble, Griffin Hansen, and Lane Gelf are recognized. North Crawford's junior Landon Blaha and sophomore Landry Staluka, Jackson Konacek of Seneca, a senior, along with senior Gage Wall and freshman Jax Wall, Wazika Steuben's Cooper Lummis, and Isaac Jennings, a senior from Weston, round out the first team. Second team All-Conference includes from DeSoto senior Bryce Schultz and junior Wills Davis, from Ithaca junior Quintus Banker and senior Derek Franzen, North Crawford juniors Sawyer Staluka and Jack Bender, Seneca freshman Sam Gallagher and Caden Roberts, a senior, and Weston senior Trevor Westfall. Honorable mention players from DeSoto, sophomore Eli Brzezinski, Ithaca senior Keegan Jones, Kickapoo's Ronan Culver, a sophomore, Lafarge's Bo Sherrick, a senior, North Crawford sophomore John Turner, Seneca senior Hunter Hagensek, Wazika Steuben senior Theodore Millen, and Weston freshman Eli Jennings. Sportsmanship team from DeSoto, Austin DeFlorian, Ithaca's Tyler Steinmetz, Kickapoo's Landon Layer, from Lafarge, Brian Potter, North Crawford's Alec McDonald, Preston Kunke of Seneca, Clint Mitchell, Wazika Steuben, and Ryan Greenwood, Weston. The pitcher of the year, Isaac Jennings from Weston, DeSoto's Finn Roble shared the honors. The players of the year, Houston Boland, Ithaca, and Cooper Lummis, Wazika Steuben. And the coach of the year, Ithaca's Kyle Kelly. Elsewhere, a big change could be coming to Wisconsin high school basketball. You may be hearing that a lot more at your local gym starting in 2028, as the WIAA Board of Control voted overwhelmingly to implement a 35-second shot clock for varsity basketball. The move does require a final approval from the member schools next summer due to the cost of installing the timers in gyms that don't already have them, but the change is seen as a welcome move by many to counter time wasting or running out the clock in those games. Teams were also given the okay to test the move in the upcoming season for non-conference games if both sides agree ahead of time. As summer officially begins, families across the region are enjoying road trips and pool days, but parents of student-athletes have one critical task to handle before the fun truly starts, scheduling a WIAA sports physical. Ensuring your child is ready for the season is simple and convenient. Alternatively, you can contact the Muscadet Health Center at 608-739-3113, the Spring Green Medical Center at 608-588-7413, or the Richland Hospital Clinic at 608-647-6321 directly to arrange your child's physical and get a jump on the upcoming sports season. In Church League softball last night, Richland Baptist Temple 2 remained in a tie for first place, Downing Grace Community 19-4. The Mission kept pace with them, topping Free Methodist 20-4. Quinn Tidrick homered, while both Carly Meaden and Seth Paulson had two hits for the Mission. Andy Niemeyer and Adam Burns were both 2-for-3 to lead Free Methodist. 5 points Lutheran defeated Richland Baptist Temple 3-20-5. The Knights of Columbus edged Richland Baptist Temple 1-14-13. Baptist Temple had taken a 13-12 lead in the top of the seventh. In the bottom of the inning, Grant Worthington and Dan Makovic belted back-to-back solo home runs to give the Knights the win. And St. Mary's tallied 9 runs in the final inning on the way to a 20-15 victory over Boscobel Assembly of God. Ella Cairns had 2 RBIs in the big inning, and Collins Morris also added a run batted in. Brady Blado had 4 hits, including a home run for Boscobel. Church of the Nazarene had the bye. At Quail Run last night, it was week number 10 of 20 in the men's golf action. Brent Montre with a 37 led the league, including a birdie on hole 8. Aaron Halverson had a 39, a 40 for Neil Mahoney, Pat Keegan, Joe Halverson, Phil Prohaska, and Eli Cannon. Phil Prohaska had an eagle on hole 8, and Eli Cannon birdied hole 1. Other golfers with holes played under par. Tony Doherty birdied hole 2 and 4. Jim Kataravic with a birdie on hole 2. Trayton Shepp birdied hole 6. Flag prize winners, Jeremy Wilson with the longest putt on hole 2. Nate Raich closest to the pin on hole 3. Tim Daw closest second shot on hole 6. Steve Swasina closest to the pin on hole 7. Dennis McHugh with the shortest drive on hole 8. A great night for golf. Thanks to the entire crew of Quail Run and especially the groundskeepers, Dave and Dennis. Well, the Brewers rookie Brandon Sproat held the Reds without a hit for 5 innings and completed 6 shutout frames in a 2-0 win Tuesday night. That gave Milwaukee a series win at Great American Ballpark for a 9th straight time. It was also the second game in a row that Cincinnati was held to just 2 hits. Jake Bowers and Andrew Vaughn knocked in the Brewers 2 runs. Sproat got the win by allowing only 1 hit and striking out a career-high 10 batters. Shane Drohan starts the final game of the series tonight. Here is manager Pat Murphy talking about the starting role of Sproat and his win last night.
He was dominant. It was great. Best outing of the year. Best stuff of the year. Gary did a tremendous job with him. Yeah, and he could have kept going. His calf tightened up in the fifth, and you probably noticed him grabbing it, but he wanted to stay for the sixth, and then after the sixth, we didn't want to risk it.
Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Cubs were winners against the Mets 9-6, Arizona 4-3 over St. Louis, San Diego beat Atlanta 7-6, Philadelphia over Washington 14-9. In the American League, Houston 9, Toronto 7, Kansas City 12-5 over Tampa Bay, the Yankees 4, Detroit 3, White Sox 2, Cleveland 1, and the Angels 5-1 over Baltimore. Interleague play, Seattle 3-2 over Pittsburgh, Miami beat Texas 6-4, Dodgers 12, Minnesota 3, Boston 5-2 over Colorado, and San Francisco 3-1 over the Athletics. The rebuild of the Bucks roster started last night with 2 picks in the first round. Arizona guard Braden Breeze was snapped up with a 10th pick. He averaged 16 points per game and made 39% of his 3-pointers in college. He's also a good defender. 6'10" wing Nate Ament of Tennessee was taken with a 13th pick. He averaged just under 17 points, just over 6 rebounds per game for the Vols. This was the 32nd year in a row the Bucks had not picked 2 in the first round until last night. Ament won't join the team until the trade of Giannis Antetokounmpo becomes official July 6th. Burries was asked if there is pressure coming in trying to replace Giannis.
I wouldn't say it's no pressure. I'm just going to go there, be me, you know, try to be the best version of myself, you know. I put all my trust and faith into my Lord, Jesus Christ, you know, and I feel like he's put me in a position to be successful, and I feel like he's given me the opportunity that I needed, and I'm going to make the best out of it.
And wing Nate Ament of Tennessee, unless you commented on if there's pressure or not.
I mean, I really wouldn't say it's much extra pressure. Obviously, we're stepping into me, and you know, luckily I'm not going at it alone. I got another top 10 draft pick, Braden Burris, who's a tremendous player, and I'm excited to get to learn with him. But big shoes to fill over there in Milwaukee, and I think that's just, if I want, it's just a tremendous opportunity for me and for Braden. So if anything, I see it as an opportunity and not as pressure.
And that is a look at sports. I am Phil Nee.